Yeah.
It's a tough one. I didn't play the Bow Wow Sierra. That's a 50.
No! Ooh. Exactly! Now I take it back.
Hey, on the phone right now, we got a good friend of mine, Dan Fort's big brothers, talking about what he's going through, what he's doing right now. It's a really good thing. I've known Dan for over 30 years, man. I came to Connecticut. He beat me here to Connecticut, and we met up a few years ago, and he's doing some great things. So we're going to talk to my man, Dan Fort's big brothers, big sisters out there. They're looking for mentors right now, so he's going to explain it to you. So let's see what he got to say.
We got to go back, Buck, over 35 years.
Whoa.
35.
15 years, I meant to say.
Yeah. Do some subtraction.
Dan, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling really good. Really good. Glad to be here this morning.
Now, Dan, you've been involved with the Big Brothers, Big Sisters. How long have you been involved with it?
Let's see. I've been involved since April of 2020.
What made you decide to do it, man?
Well, it was something that I thought about doing for a long time, and I found when my son moved out, I found myself with some free time and a bit of a void, because we would go out and hang out and play baseball and basketball and all kinds of stuff like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I thought about it, and I contacted the organization, and they were great, and it's been almost 2 years now.
It's crazy, because when my son left too, I had the same thing. It was like there was an empty space missing, because you're used to doing so much with your kids. And then when they leave, you're like, uh-oh, I got downtime.
Exactly.
Since you've been doing it, what are some of the things you do with this young man?
Well, some of the things that we've done, we've gone to the Air Museum up in Windsor Locks. We've been to the Basketball Hall of Fame. We go out to eat, you know, have lunch a lot and just talk. The organization, the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, did provide us with basketball tickets for the UConn-Providence
game. Cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I think I may have converted him to a Providence fan by now.
PC's on fire right now.
They are on fire.
UConn's doing pretty good, too.
What are some of the misconceptions people have about being a Big Brother?
Well, one of the things I think people think it's a huge, huge time commitment, and it's really not. I actually find myself sometimes, you know, having to peel back some of the time that we spend. It's only a 6 to 8, 10 hour commitment a month. Yeah, it's not a whole lot of time, but you can have a whole lot of impact on a young person.
Can you spend more time if you choose to?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There've been months when we spent, way more time than that. And there's some months when we spent less. You know, depends on, our schedule. Sometimes if we can't get together on the weekend, we might just, get together on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, just go have some pancakes at IHOP in Bloomfield.
Is it a difference between the Big Brother and a mentor?
Well, they're kind of one and the same, because what we do is I try to offer, a little bit of life experience and guidance and, any problems he might be having, Dante might be having, that he doesn't want to discuss with anybody else. And we talk about school, and we talk about not giving up, and what happens if you try and fail, you have to go and try again. So the mentorship, for me, kind of goes along those lines.
What do you think, Dante? Dante's your little brother. What do you think he's getting out of this relationship with you?
Well, the biggest thing I think he's getting out of it is some stability. There are two things that he told me. One time we were at the mall, and we were at the food court, and he was going to buy him some lunch, and he pulled a couple of dollars out of his pocket and said he wanted to buy lunch. And he also told me that I'm the closest thing to a father figure that he's had.
Wow.
Yeah. So that kind of made me feel really good. So I think I get as much out of it as he does.
I used to work with kids also, but this was like the foster care program. It was like a mentoring program. And it was one kid that I was working with, and his hang up was people always left him. Like, you would be contracted with this kid for a certain amount of time, and then when the contract's up, they take you away from him.
Mm-hmm.
So people is always in and out of his life. With the Big Brothers program, is it like a limited time or end date for you to be with this kid?
It really is. There's no end date. I've talked to some other Big Brothers, and well beyond their little being 18, 19, 20, they still have relationships with them.
Wow.
So it can be a lifelong relationship.
Then we got some people listening right now, and they're thinking about becoming a Big Brother. Is there a website or a phone number they can call? What do they have to do?
Absolutely. The best thing to do is go to www.ctbigs.org. That's www.ctbigs.org.
They're looking for mentors of color, right?
They absolutely are. There is a great need. There are way more littles than there are bigs. So we definitely need to get the word out there that, you know, men of color, there's plenty of opportunity. If you want to give back and you want to get something that's maybe going to fill a void in your life, it's a great, great organization.
Hey, Dan, thanks for calling. I appreciate it, man. And great job, man. You're doing a great thing.
Thank you, Buck. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
It could be... He could have been talking about rapping when he says way more littles than it is bigs.
I know. Hey, right now we got some tickets to go see
Rick Ross and Jeezy.
1-860-674-9307. Come on.
The easiest way to take us everywhere is with the Odyssey app. Download it now. That's Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. The only thing you need to stay plugged in. Hot 937.
It's back. The show that started it all. The original Law & Order. Anthony Anderson and Sam Waterston return in the can't-miss premiere America's been waiting for. Law & Order returns tonight on NBC. Justice is back in session.
As an owl, I'm known for seeing certain things from a mile away. Take savings. At America's Best, you can get two pairs of glasses and a free exam for just $69.95. The exam alone is worth $50. That's not just a better deal.